Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
Now, that's just a variant of a socialist, a Marxist, a collectivist, even a communist worldview. It's a worldview that works relentlessly for a bigger and stronger government that controls or even highly regulates every area of life in issues such as, let's say, healthcare and education and environmental issues and social values through political correctness and limiting speech, economics, even business and religion. And so that worldview has become very, very pervasive in this country now. And as you mentioned, I did a interview recently on my own radio program with a man named Curtis Bowers. And he produced about 3 or 4 years ago an award-winning film documentary entitled Agenda. And he and his family of – he has 9 kids. He was a state legislator from Idaho. And they produced this documentary on their own. It became immensely popular. Well, just recently, they produced a second one called Agenda 2. And I had him on recently to talk about that. And he traces the pervading influence of this communist socialist worldview in almost every sector of life in America. And it's really, truly incredible because we think, hey, come on. Communism, that's, Vladimir Lenin and Joseph Stalin and murdering millions of people over it in the Soviet Union. Isn't that like in the dustbin of history from back in the, didn't that go away with the Soviet Union, the breakup of the Soviet Union? That's no longer going on in the world. But I think that's exactly the point, is that the worldview persists in different names and in different forms, but is, I think, stronger than ever in America. And I think it's actually being taught in subtle ways, and maybe even not so subtle ways, in our public educational system. And by the way, if you just think about it, our public government-run educational system is really communistic, if I could say that, at its core. I mean, think about it. You are taxed, and you have no choice on where your tax dollars go for education. They go to the government, and the government decides what will be taught in the schools, the curriculum in the schools. That is basically communism. There's no free choice. There's no free enterprise like we have in other aspects of life in America. And I think that explains why so many people, your first question is, why are so many people, how can they support someone who's an open socialist like Bernie Sanders? Well, that's the reason, because they've been raised in the public government-run educational system in this country from pre-K all the way through the college system. We of course, know that the college system is overwhelmingly socialistic in its worldview. And so they come out and they've been, the old verse in the Bible, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That works for the socialistic mentality as well, if you train him up that way. And so that is why things are the way they are in this country right now.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.